Across the Divide. It is August 1913 and Dublin is full of colour and excitement because it is Horseshoe Week. Suddenly, the tram drivers go on strike on the orders of Jim Larkin, leader of the transport union. Liam, a young boy, hears his parents talking about the mass meeting in Sackville Street the next day. Everyone expects Larkin to attend, and Liam is determined to go to see him. Nora hated going back to school. The thought of leaving the carefree days of summer for the routine of classes and homework always cast a gloom over the final days of August. The one thing that lightened it was the Dublin Horse Show. Nora loved the show jumping competitions, where the sleekly groomed horses soared over fences that looked impossibly high. And she always enjoyed the carnival atmosphere in the Royal Dublin Society grounds in Ballsbridge. It would be thronged today with the cream of Dublin society dressed in their finery. People would stroll the manicured walkways as the army brass band played, while horse breeders from all over Ireland would show off the country's finest mares and stallions. Nora herself was smartly turned out in a new dress, bought especially for today's visit. Peter was wearing a sailor suit, which David was teasing him about, as they travelled by tram towards Ballsbridge. "Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum," David saluted his little brother. "Behave, David," said Mummy. "I'm only playing with him." Mummy gave David what Nora thought of as her look. And David nodded and said, "Okay," then sat back sheepishly in his seat. David always enjoyed getting Nora into trouble, so Nora couldn't help but take a little pleasure in seeing him being put in his place. Just then, the tram began to slow down, and she saw her father frowning as the vehicle came to a halt.